We're going to talk about communication without emotion now. I know this is a biggie because most of our communication involves emotion, right? We're communicating with other people because we have emotions. We want to express how we're feeling about something. But there's a way to do this that can be very cohesive and calm and effectively communicate your styles together back and forth in a way where you can be heard and respected and understood. And one thing I did for myself is I had to take a step back and look at myself, because I would hear from time to time, like, why are you responding like that? You know, why are you being so terse? And I didn't even know that I was coming across that way. You know, we don't really see ourselves most of the time, if not all the time. I mean, we can't really see what we look like and see what we sound like. So I wasn't even aware that I was giving off this, you know, harsh, terse, negative response to things. And I was just, what it was I had other things going on in my mind, so I wasn't really present in the conversation. So it was really coming off that I didn't care. I was disinterested. So that would be the first thing I would do, is try and take a step back and be aware of how you're coming across. Are you, you know, are you present? Are you listening intently to the person? I mean, are you giving them that space, that, you know, eye contact, that respect that they deserve, that 100% audience? Are you fully there and present with them at that moment? And that will help, you know, you in your style of communication as well. The second thing I would suggest doing is, mirroring technique. Some people are familiar with that, some others aren't. But mirroring basically means you mirror back what the other person says to you. So if for example, if someone said to you something that, when you do that thing you do, you know, when you talk on the phone when I'm in the room, when I'm trying to watch TV, it really irritates me because I can't hear the TV and I wish you wouldn't do it. Some of us tend to react with, well, you know, this was a really important phone call and I needed to take the call and the cell reception only works in this room. Why couldn't you go watch TV in another room? That's not a positive way of communicating, but how you might respond to that, a better, more healthy way would be, so what I just heard you say is, you have a hard time hearing the TV when I'm on the phone in the room because I'm talking loud and it's disrupting the experience you're having with the television program that you had. And they'll typically acknowledge, yes, that's what I said. So then you can respond with something equally calm and peaceful, which is, I understand and I respect that. I needed to have that conversation in the room at the time because that's where the cell reception is the best in the house and it was a very important phone call. So I'm sorry if my phone call disturbed your phone conversation, and maybe the next time that I have an important phone call, I'm expecting an important phone call, I'll let you know that ahead of time so maybe you could watch TV in the other room. Done. Diffused. Easy. Simple, right? So another example of communication with peace is, let's say you're in a social setting with your girlfriends. You know, I know I've been in settings where I'm around my girlfriends and it turns into a bitch session or a gossip session, and it just starts getting more and more negative. And I found that I don't like to be in those environments. That's not healthy. It's not congruent with who I am. And I'd much rather spend my energy talking about positive, uplifting things. And so how do you delicately handle a situation like that? So what I try and do is politely remove myself from the conversation if I can and say, you know what, this is just not something that I want to talk about. I don't really want to engage in that. So I might go to the other end of the table where another conversation is going on. But if you're in a smaller, intimate setting with friends, you know, and there's only a handful of you and there's nowhere to go, just you might politely say to them, as I have, you know, I'm just going to opt out of this conversation if you don't mind. I'm just going to, you know, maintain my peace here and be quiet, and I just don't want to engage. And by owning that yourself, you'll tend to see that that diffuses it. Because without being accusatory or pointing fingers at anybody, they all of a sudden look at themselves and go, that does not make me sound good. That does not make me look good. And it self-corrects the situation in a way that did it very, very, very peacefully. I find that that is really an effective way to keep the communication with peace going in a social setting like that. So let me know if this is working for you. I'd love to hear it. Let me know if you've been in situations like that where you've been able to use this technique and it's worked effectively for you, and how it changed the vibe and the energy of the room and the conversation and how the rest of the evening went. I'd love to hear your comments. So let me know. Please comment below. Thanks.